Here's a thought I'll title, 40 when I need it. Of course, the manufacturers are trying to convince all of us that we need more and more megapixels in our cameras in order to render detail and make bigger and bigger prints. And, you know, that's true. I'm not going to argue against high megapixel cameras. If you have one and if you can afford it and if you have the storage and the time for all of those high megapixel files, well, good for you. I don't need them. 98% of my work probably is done sufficiently with 20 megapixels. That's all I really need. So what about the remaining 2%? On the 2% when I do need more detail, I've developed a habit that seems to work for me. It's a bit of a workaround. It's not as convenient as having a 42 megapixel Sony camera, but it works and it gets me where I need to go. And I'm not talking about using the high resolution mode on my camera where the sensor moves and all that. It's even simpler. I just do a 3-image panorama stitch. I turn my camera so that it's doing a portrait composition and then do a 3-image stitch overlapping the center image with both the one to the left and the right. I end up, by the time you work the math all out, with a 40 megapixel file. There are problems stitching images that can be difficult, particularly if there's a lot of wind or something. But that rarely prevents me from getting the 40 megapixel image when I need it. I don't often make 17 by 27 inch images. My printer only goes to 17 inches wide, so that's the biggest width I can make in my printer. But a 17 by 27 inch print is easily done with a 40 megapixel file. So I can do it when I need to. And for those 2% of the shots, or, well, maybe it's even 3% of the shots, I can get there when I need it. But it's certainly not worth buying an expensive high megapixel camera and the cards and the hard drives and the time that it takes to use 42 megapixel images on everything I shoot. It would just be overkill. So I'm not suggesting you follow what I do. What I'm suggesting is you think through what it is that you need, and maybe you can be comfortable on those 2 or 3 or 5% of the images where you have to do a workaround, because in the meantime, for the other 95 to 98%, it saves you a lot of expense, a lot of hard drive space, etc.